Pete Sapper, thank you for coming on here today.
Thank you for having me. Like I was saying off air, I just watched the interview you did with my teacher, RJ Spina, who has gotten me to this point of spiritual evolution, soul evolution, and you did the best at bringing the best out of a true master. And so I'm very, very happy to be here, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you, man. Yeah, shout out RJ. Amazing talk. But I hope to do that again today. Bring out the best in a master, because I do believe you are a master. You are a very powerful being, and it's an honor to be with you. So yeah, appreciate it. But starting this off, would you be able to give us a little bit about who you are and what Charisma Inc. is all about?
Who I am, well, my career, my 9 to 5 was as a nightclub promoter in Chicago. And what a nightclub promoter is an event planner. And what they do is what they're really skilled at is bringing a certain group of people together to generate a certain type of energy. And then that energy becomes infectious and it spreads. And so my job now that I've left that scene, is to, I'm literally doing the same thing. Charisma Inc. is basically a talent agency that, through its example, finds and activates other souls who and brings them together to generate a certain energetic pulse that is like an extra electromagnetic pulse that radiates out into the world and brings together what, we would consider our soul family. The soul family of volunteers that have come here, higher dimensional beings that have come here to assist with the ascension of humanity. Through their example, and you and I were talking about the only way we learn is by example. And so, what we're all doing is activating souls who embody a certain frequency, and that frequency is the frequency of unconditional love, which is everybody's true self. It's the one self within us all. And then that radiates out and awakens the rest of humanity, not by beating them over the head or, complaining about how, how sheepish they are or anything like that, but by embodying the example of the frequency that liberates humanity. And that's what Charisma Inc. is here. I'm literally here to bring the best teachers together, and be that embody that example of the liberation of humanity and no longer being tyrannized by internal, which then gets reflected as external forces, the tyranny, as my teacher would call it, the tyranny of the egoic mind or the false self.
Amazing. Yes. So leading by example and leading with love, essentially.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow, man. So how did you even get started on this path? Going from a nightclub promoter to spreading the love. That seems rather drastic. So would you be able to give us a little synopsis into
This is so embarrassing, so it must be told. It must be told
that?
because it's totally humiliating. I had no interest in spiritual anything. Okay. I was very, very logically minded. I thought everything spiritual was ludicrous and ridiculous, and I was not willing to entertain it until one day I met a girl that I became very interested in. And she told me she was a star seed and she was into all these spiritual concepts. So, in a shallow attempt, in a very shallow attempt to impress her, I started delving into this spiritual knowledge. And I came across some incredible teachers and some incredible people who were channeling higher dimensional wisdom. I came across the Law of One. I came across the Course in Miracles, which is still my favorite spiritual text or channeled work. It's almost identical to what RJ teaches. RJ's just really modernized it, made it more accessible. I came across Daniel Scranton's channelings, which of the Arcturian Council and the creators and Saint Germain and the Ascended Masters, and that really awakened me to, wait a second, this is my gig here, because bringing people together to get drunk and party and have a good time was not, there was no actual fulfillment in it, right? It was literally just the gratification of my ego. But when I started upon this path and I began to be the candle that lights these other candles, right? That light these other candles. Then I could see that this was truly the gratification of the work that that I incarnated to do. Because if something, if we acquire or achieve something in the so-called external reality, and it only satiates us momentarily, there's no fulfillment. That is not success. That is failure. Because success without fulfillment is failure. And this is what we're bringing here is a new standard of what success means. It means achievement plus fulfillment, and that's exactly what we're looking to embody. Because I don't know about you, but I am exhausted with chasing, acquiring, and becoming things so supposedly outside of myself and in my future, working really hard to achieve those things and then reaching them and re realizing there's no satiation with them because they were never true soul desires to begin with.
Yeah, well said. Exhaustion. Yeah, I think that's something a lot of us, if not all of us, are feeling in these times, exhaustion. But we just don't know where to take that exhaustion, where to actually find fulfillment. And getting back to it, that's the glory and value in being able to tap in with people like you and RJ. It's showing that this fulfillment is real. And it's realer than real, actually. And it's not found in anything in the outside world. It's found within. And that's the magic of it, is I think, I mean, maybe you can attest to it or not. I think all of us are capable of living on this wavelength. Realistically, will that happen? Probably not. But I do think, hypothetically, it is possible for every single human being to find this fulfillment in their life. Would you say so?
It's easy to find because it's hiding right under our noses, right? It's not outside of us. It's not in our future. What we desire is always here. It's just a simple shift in perception to understand that we're not lacking or missing anything in this present moment. Because, insofar, the way we perceive reality is the way we create it. Insofar as we perceive ourselves to be lacking something, desiring, needing something outside of ourselves and in our future, insofar as we perceive lack in this moment, that frequency of lack will be emanated to the universe and reflected back. We will project lack out and have it reflected back to us in an amplified way. So this is really about a shift in perception. If you're able to see, perceive clearly that you are whole and complete and divine, a fractal of God, which every manifestation on this planet is a manifestation of God. If you're able to perceive that you are whole and complete in this moment, and be completely satiated with that frequency gets emanated to the universe and reflected back. You see heaven on earth forming around you when you can see God in yourself and you can see God in every manifestation on this planet.
Yeah. You see heaven on earth forming around you. That's good. I feel that. Yeah. In you and around you. It's both. Same thing, actually. Yeah. So, how do you suppose we feel it, man? You know, does this come through, as we said, reading the book, spending time with people that know, or is there a personal practice that one undertakes as well?
Brilliant question, and this is literally it. We're starting with the freaking meat and potatoes right here. How do we feel it, right? Neville Goddard, which was a brilliant teacher of fourth dimensional teaching, said you have to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled and then rest in that feeling. That suggests that every feeling or frequency state is actually within you. When Jesus said there are many rooms in my Father's house, many mansions in my Father's house, he was talking about the infinite frequencies, parallel realities, and parallel dimensions that exist within our consciousness because God is within our consciousness. So all of those feelings that would emanate out to the universe and project and reflect back heaven on earth, those feelings all exist within us. All frequencies exist within us. They are the many rooms or many mansions in my Father's house. And so when we're able to see that everything we desire already exists within us, if we want to create anything in the so-called outer reality, it must be created within us first. So the kingdom of heaven is where, said the Bible, it is within, and that is for a specific reason. And the Bible is a brilliant text when you can read and interpret properly without the religious dogma that has literally distorted it beyond recognition. But when we're able to interpret it properly, it says the kingdom of heaven is within. That's exactly where it is. And when we recognize it and we perceive that the kingdom of heaven is within, and we stop reaching and grasping and chasing things or trying to acquire things outside of ourselves for the gratification of our incomplete ego that only perceives lack and scarcity, when we're able to perceive that we are whole and complete, that heaven on earth resides within, and we can give ourselves permission, and this is the important part, give ourselves permission to feel it. That frequency state is activated. That frequency gets emanated to the universe and reflected back. And the only thing you can create around you is heaven on earth because the outer world is an extension of your inner world. The outer world is an extension of you, which is the creator.
Yeah, that's a good point. The only thing from that feeling or realization or vantage point, however you want to say it, the only thing that you could create is heaven on earth. There's no other way. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. And from that seeing is the only way of being, which is creating heaven. It's just living in love. There's many different ways to say it, but once you take the red pill, you don't go back into the matrix. Or at least you don't go back into it the same way, you know? So yeah, man. Do you feel that? Like once one has this bestowed, this grace, you could say bestowed upon them, that there's no going back per se?
Once you're able to touch and come into tangible contact with the truth, nothing that is inauthentic will ever satiate you again, right? I mean, that's it. And you do such a brilliant job of, asking a question, getting the response from the person you're interviewing, and then assimilating that in a completely different perspective. It's absolutely beautiful, and it really makes you a great purveyor of truth, because you're able to get at it all from all these angles. What I just talked about is if we want to see something reflected in the external reality, we have to create it within. RJ Spina, the way he teaches this, is that whatever conceptualized reality we create for ourselves, the body will then have the tangible experience, because the body follows the mind. So whatever conceptualized reality, the conceptualized reality that we're all seeking for, is heaven on earth. And when we turn our attention inward and realize that it exists within us, and we could give ourselves permission to feel it, because we are feeling beings and feeling is everything. Everything needs to be tangible for it to be real. When we feel that and make it real within ourselves, the only thing that can happen is it's projected out, reflected back as heaven on earth. And that means you fulfilled the destiny of what you came here to fulfill.
Yes. It's the truth, man. Powerful stuff. And it's the truth. Really, what we're here for is to create heaven on earth. Quite contrary to the popular paradigm, quite contrary to what the news will tell you. But heaven on earth is here, actually. It's already here. That's the thing. And we're just kind of going with the flow. We're just getting with the program in our humanly character. You know, we're linking up with God and becoming God-like, co-creators of this heavenly realm. Excuse me. And yeah, it may seem a little grandiose in the way that we say it to anyone that doesn't know any better. They're like, what are these crazy guys talking about? But once one sees it, it's actually obvious. It's quite apparent, right? It's like, there's nothing truer than creating heaven. We are the creators of heaven. If you don't know it, now you know. We are the creators of heaven. That's like, wow. When that hits, it's like, yeah. Yeah, of course, right? Of course.
It challenges all of the brainwashing that we've received since we incarnated on this planet of lack, scarcity. We've been drilled into limitation, drilled into lack, drilled into scarcity, drilled into I'm not enough. We've been drilled into that for a reason, because that is how the purveyors of the matrix stay in the illusion of power, which we've given over to them very willingly. When we awaken to the fact that we're not just the character, we're not just the player of the character, but we're the creator of the game, then the whole game changes.
Yeah. Changes very drastically, for sure. Yes. And I think what we're talking about here is true power, true sovereignty, like true power outside of the colloquial meaning of power, of humanly power, like real God-given, God-like power, man. That is priceless. That is infinite, essentially. And yeah, feeling that. Being in that is, I don't know, it makes life a lot more interesting, at least. It makes life a little bit more, it's like an adventure. It's like the hero's journey. As you said, there are the purveyors of the matrix, but with this power, your life becomes, I like to say, I'm like 007. I'm a secret agent from the future. Sort of joking, but also sort of not. And that's how I feel, man. There's this like every day. I wake up, this gumption in my actions, knowing really what's going on here, despite what Fox News or CNN will tell you, or anything in the popular idea, the popular zeitgeist will try to convince you of. I know deep down, with this God-given power, really what's going on here. And yeah, man, that's powerful stuff to be able to embody that. I don't know. I don't have any question off of that. But do you have anything you want to bounce off of on that note?
The only thing that the purveyors of the matrix are terrified of is that you will awaken to the power that exists within each and every one of you. And for you, Gary, you are a particularly deadly weapon for somebody of your age to have this type of higher consciousness wisdom and be empowered with it, and then be empowering other people through this platform. That is what the only thing they're actually terrified about is that you will awaken to the power that exists within you and has always existed within you. You'll stop externalizing your power, you'll stop giving others the illusion of power, and you'll take your power back, and then and you'll have the energy, the attention, the focus, the energy, and the intention to create heaven on earth. And that's all that can be created once you awaken to your true self, the mighty I am, who you really are.
Now, would you say this is the only path to, for lack of a better word, happiness and joy in our life? Like in the human experience, experiencing the character of Gary or Pete or whoever's listening, to be able to find this happiness that we are all in the pursuit of is to become the purveyor of this heavenly state. There's no other way.
Well, the sure way to not find happiness is to seek for it, right? If my dog is sitting right next to me right here, my dog was right here right now. The sure way not to find my dog would be to go outside and look for him, right? So this is a ridiculous analogy, but the way to find happiness is to realize that it was never lost, and it doesn't require finding. It requires us to choose happiness in this present moment. There is absolutely no reason, from the highest perspective, if you knew who you really were, if you could see yourself clearly, there would never be an unhappy moment in your life. The only thing we actually suffer is our lack of perspective and our inability to see that happiness is here now. It is our true nature. Our true nature is Sat Chit Ananda. It is joy, happiness, and bliss. And if the sure way to not realize that is to keep continually seeking it in so-called external achievements and acquiring, chasing, and becoming something that we've already eternally been. So we live in this third dimensional matrix, which has a very, very sneaky, tricky optical illusion called the subject-object paradigm, which means I'm this human character and there's this world outside of me. And this world outside of me has these things that I need to chase, acquire, or become. That's an optical illusion. It's a trick of the ego mind with the five senses projected outward. There is no outside world. It all exists within you. And when we can shift our perception from the delusion of the ego mind that everything is outside of me, right? This is the entire chapter in R.J. Spina's brilliant and revolutionary book, Access to Superconsciousness. When we're able to shift that paradigm from separateness, everything is outside of me and I have to chase, acquire, and become, or re help, res fix, help, and rescue, to everything is within me and that's where it's created. And whatever I create within me gets emanated out and reflected back. When we can understand that, the seeking stops and the lack of happiness dissipates as we understand our true nature, which is again, Sat Chit Ananda, joy, happiness, bliss is always here. And it's always just one choice away. And the way you make that choice is with your attention. Anytime you find yourself in a low frequency, in a low vibrational state, not feeling good, and your feelings will always be the indicator of what you're vibrating to the universe. All you have to do is use your attention, which is your creative life force, your power, point your attention to something high frequency in this moment and watch it change your state of being immediately. And what we will understand as we continue upon this path of mastery, this is something you know very well and you embody with your example very well, Gary, is that circumstances do not matter. Only our state of being matters, right? Our state of being, the frequential state that we are emanating, that we are being a container of, and then emanating to the universe. And that is reflected back is the only thing that matters because you are the creator and creation is finished. And when you realize that, happiness is always just one choice away.
Yeah. That's very Course in Miracles of you to say. The choosing. Yes, the choosing to have the conscious perspective, to come into this holy instant. Yes. So simple. It's hidden in plain sight, man. So simple. It's almost a joke how simple
The
it is.
mind needs it to be more complicated, right? Our brainwashed, conditioned, MK Ultra, fragmented, traumatized ego mind needs it to be more complicated.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate your praise, but I also want to reflect that back to you. It's an honor to be able to speak to you, man. I mean, you're very like straight to the point. You're very just, I don't know how to say it, but you're just like right, you're just there. Like you're just like you're like a six shooter, just pulling it out of the holster and just bam, bam, bam. You know what I mean? That's like I don't know, I never spoke to anybody like that. But I appreciate that in you. You know, you're just like shooting these truth bombs off. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. But that's how I know you understand it because you have this access just at will. You know, you can just kind of pull these out of your back pocket. Somebody asks you with ease and clarity. And yeah, man, appreciate you. We're only 20 minutes in, and I feel like we just covered the whole gamut here.
We started with the core. We started at the core of the miracle machine, the I am, which creates everything. We started right at the core. And that's beautiful because you can come into this conversation in the first 5 minutes and get everything you need to become a master creator, understanding that the way we perceive reality is the way we create it. And whatever we desire to see emanated out to the universe and reflected back must be created within us first. We are the container within all creation happens. The kingdom of heaven lies within. And that's really all you need to be a master creator. And I'm sure that Gary and I are going to work on some nuances there that will help empower you, because Gary's asking always such amazing questions. And yeah, I very, very much appreciate that you're able to see the massive difference between me and the old school spiritual community is that there is no fat on the steak
No
at
fat,
all.
yeah, no filler. Yeah, right to it. That's good. I like that. Well, let me switch it up a little bit and ask you about 5-MeO-DMT, because I know you're a huge proponent of that. You could say you are a shaman, maybe in that way, of administering it and helping others heal with it. So how would you explain the power of 5-MeO-DMT and what it has done for you or what you have seen do for others?
The power of 5-MeO-DMT, whether it comes from the Bufo alvarius frog or whether it comes from the synthetic, I mean, both of them ha have the capacity to. If my teacher R.J. Spina was here, he would say the truth is immediate and tangible. For somebody who's gone through a very difficult life experience like I have, my life has been an uphill battle to this point. And happiness was always, outside of me in the future. I mean, I literally can never point to a time in my life in the last 5 decades I said, yeah, I was happy and fulfilled. And I mean, it was just absolutely miserable because I kept seeking and reaching for something outside of myself. What 5-MeO-DMT does is within 15 seconds, it annihilates your false character, your ego, and brings you back to the truth, a tangible felt sense, knowing that nothing, that no one can deny that we exist within an ocean of unconditional love, and that unconditional love is our true nature. Deep, infinite, eternal love is what we are, and it's what we've been seeking outside of ourselves in a so-called other. When we understand and we truly know ourselves, we can only then truly love ourselves, because we are, then we understand that we are love. And that's what 5-MeO-DMT does. Within 15 seconds, it annihilates the false self and all the illusions. It shatters all illusions. And any shaman who understands the power of 5-MeO-DMT, I always recommend people work with a shaman who understands this medicine. What it does is it removes basically all low frequency misidentifications, misperceptions, and misunderstandings out of your body. What we call trauma. I'm careful with that word, and empowering that word. It's just low frequency energy that we have identified ourselves with that's trapped in our energy body. And what 5-MeO-DMT does mechanically is it moves all of that low frequency energy out of you. But spiritually, what it does, it gives you a tangible felt sense knowing of who you really are as the creator, as the vibration of unconditional love. And in that limitless state, no name, no image, no form, you can create anything.
Wow. Yeah. So essentially, it's the most efficient way to break down the ego and to see your God self.
It is a way to accelerate that process. I want to be very clear in that it is a permission slip. Like all physical interfaces, you are pure spirit. You don't need anything. You don't need me. You don't need 5-MeO-DMT. It is a natural process that your consciousness will evolve, and that your consciousness will expand to include more and more of this reality until you realize that everything is you. But 5-MeO-DMT actually accelerates that process. And for people who've had a very, very difficult life, very difficult life circumstances, have really challenged themselves in this incarnation, and have identified themselves with a lot of trauma, that takes the illusion of trauma off the table right away. And that's why it's so powerful, because the trauma literally evaporates when you understand that you're the creator of every experience that you've ever. With that you've ever anything you've ever experienced, that the trauma is coming from the fact that the idea or the judgment that what happened should not have happened, and that I was a victim to it. Rather than I'm the awareness and co-creator of that traumatic experience, and I use that to expand me. And that's what trauma really does when it is used. It is literally the lead that the alchemist that you are turns into gold. And without that lead, there's nothing to turn into gold. And you, as the master alchemist, has come here, decided to, and signed up to experience trauma so that you could have something to transform and alchemize great negativity into great positive energy, great darkness into great light, filthy lead into perfect, flawless gold. That's what you're here to do.
Wow, I think that's the best explanation I have heard of how we transmutate our trauma. or darkness or suffering right there. How you explained it in a physical alchemization process from lead to gold, right? It's the darkness that makes way for the light or holds the light in some way. Oh man. And then when you shine the light on it, kind of disappears. Oh man. That's good. That's
Brilliantly
good.
elucidated, Gary. Brilliantly elucidated. That's why I was overjoyed to be on your podcast.
Thank you, man. So, in terms of accelerators, we mentioned 5-MeO-DMT, maybe other psychedelics, spending time with people that know, finding the others. Do you have any other, quote, accelerators for people on this path?
Just understand that there's nothing outside of you. There's nothing to seek, chase, acquire, or become. The way we perceive reality is the way we create it. When we stop seeking outside of ourselves in this illusion of Maya called the so-called external reality, and we understand that everything we desire to experience exists within us, and that it's now just a matter of unfolding the I am, the true self, unfolding from within us, and understand that the outer world is coming from within us. It's a projection of our consciousness. The life forces within, it gets projected out and reflected back. And that everything is following you. I mean, the world is following your cue. You're the creator, and everything you create serves you, and creation is finished. The other thing I would suggest is that another reason that we struggle a lot, and I'm so glad you asked this question, this goes back to the so-called trauma. Another reason we struggle a lot is because we believe certain situations in our life were terrible and they shouldn't have happened to us, because we're looking from our very limited human perspective and not understanding that we're being handed the gold that we're going to trans or the hand of the lead that we're going to transform into gold. And so fighting against the life plan, the blueprint that we've already scripted before we came in here, living out, playing the role of the leading character in your movie, we're fighting against this stream, this river of consciousness that is always carrying us, this currency of consciousness that's always carrying us to the next experience, to the next experience, that everything we desire is already within us. And if we're just willing to relax and allow what is to unfold, it will take us to something greater than we could have ever imagined with our fragmented, traumatized, brainwashed, conditioned ego mind.
Yeah, just relax, man. Float downstream, for sure. It's the difference between entropy or momentum. He who is not with me is against me, a wise man once said. And he wasn't speaking about himself, he was speaking about his essence, his energy, what we're speaking about right now. You're not with it, you're against it. But being against it is even with it in some way, if you know how to alchemize in the right way. As you said, it's all for us, but you have to see that it's all for us in order for it to be for you.
One of the most important realizations on this that we can have in this experience is that everything is happening through us and for us. It is coming from within us, it is unfolding outward, and everything is leading us to the progression of our soul, the evolution of our soul, the evolution of our consciousness. And when you get down to brass tacks, that's all we actually care about, especially highly evolved souls like you who are here to spread the truth, to be and embody the truth. All we actually care about is our soul evolution. And for the souls that are attracted to this work, to Gary's work, I can tell you this is your last incarnation, unless you want to come back here out of service. Because if this information has fallen in your lap, if the algorithm, which is you, I'm going to spoil the surprise, if you, the algorithm, has brought you this information, then it is time for you to awaken to who you really are, embody that, and awaken the other souls. This is definitely going to be your last incarnation, unless you want to come back here out of service. And I can tell you that your service will always be needed in this low frequency realm.
Yeah, that's the debate that I go back and forth with, the Bodhisattva thing. So, if I see myself in others, as others, wouldn't I be sort of obligated to come back and help, right? I wouldn't feel right. Maybe it's just me. It'd just be me, Gary, speaking here. I wouldn't feel right leaving everybody behind, per se. It's almost like I need to come back. You know what I mean?
Well, you have the mindset of an ascended master, which is not surprising at all. I mean, that is truly the mindset of an ascended master. Those who are here for their last incarnation will evolve into ascended masters who will reincarnate, or archangels who will just be guides and not reincarnate. But either way, it's that mindset. I want to change the word from obligation, because guilt, duty, and obligation is a control mechanism of the matrix. What we're doing is that we're coming back here out of love for ourself and because everything here is ourself. We'd be coming back here out of love for ourselves. And when we function out of love, we're functioning from the true self. When we function out of obligation, it's something we're forced to do or have to do. That's the matrix. So what you are saying, first of all, your vibration is that of an ascended master, your mindset is that of ascended master, and you strike me currently like the exactly the person who would come out here, but you would do it out of love, not out of obligation.
Yeah, it's almost like an obligation to love. So is that contradictory?
Not at all. How does it feel to you, Gary? Does it feel right to you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's like exactly. Yeah, it's not, I said obligation, but it's really not an obligation because it's not like, oh, I have to. It's like, no, I want to.
Yeah, I
So
want to. That's right. You will absolutely be desirous of coming here and spreading your true essence, your true vibration, that high frequency essence that you already are, that you embody right now. And hell, it'll just, but it'll be an adventure. It won't be a freaking arduous task that you have to undertake.
exactly. That's the big difference. As we said, it's either momentum or entropy. The hero's journey. Yeah. So essentially, not everybody that gets on this wavelength comes back. You could ascend off of Earth, never come back to Earth. This could be your last lifetime if you want it to be, or you can come back if you want it to be. And those people could be at the same realization, the same God realization, is what you're saying. They're almost equal. So there is no obligation. Like, I'm here. Maybe it happened in the last life. Who knows? I'm here because I want to be here to give back a little bit, to help my brothers and sisters. But you don't have to. Like, once you get the message, you can go off and do whatever you want to do, right?
Well, there's many ways to assist, and we seem to presume that the only way to assist is to reincarnate. And
Oh, I see.
those who ascended to the archangelic realm will still be guiding. They'll still be infusing this realm with their essence. They just won't be doing it in a physical incarnation. So either way, I mean, I can tell your essence, whether you ascend into an ascended master, you ascend into and merge with the archangelic realm, that you will be guiding everyone with your own love and wisdom. And this is true of everybody who's watching this. This is not going to fall in anybody's lap accidentally. Those of you who, but we understand that either way, whether we incarnate or not, we're going to be guiding our brothers and sisters, those other aspects of ourselves. From either we'll be doing it from this dimension, a higher dimensional, we'll be channeled, we'll have somebody here channel our wisdom if we're not embodied, or we'll be doing it from the archangelic realm or some other. There's just many, many, many infinite numbers of ways to evolve our consciousness, and not all of them. The assumption that we typically have is that it has to happen through incarnation, but their creation has an infinite number of ways to evolve consciousness. And there's only 12%, by RJ's estimation, there's only 12% of God's creations that actually incarnate. And I want to bring the attention to the reason that there's only 12% that actually incarnate is because these are the serious souls who desperately desire massive soul evolution in a single lifetime. And that's what this low frequency realm affords us, because the challenge is so great, because the difficulty level is, for the majority of volunteer souls who are watching this, the difficulty level is ratcheted up because you're the creator of the game, I'll remind you. And you desire massive soul evolution in this single lifetime. This lifetime is such a freaking gift, even if it's been an uphill battle till this point. All of those experiences have empowered you with the ability to be a limitless creator, because now you've gotten in touch with what frequency and vibration means. And once you stop being dependent upon physical resources, and you understand that everything in the world is just a symbol to bring something outside of you, you can activate any frequency within you that you desire to see reflected back, and you can create anything. You're no longer bound by limitations of physical resources, and your circumstances mean nothing, because any frequency state that you can activate within you and hold for any sustained period of time, because you're determined and nothing's going to break your will because you're a master, well, you can project that out and it will be reflected back. It's that simple. And to get to that point where you've gone through all that contrast, to get to this point of being a limitless creator, you'd have said it was all freaking worth it.
Mic drop right there, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's all worth it. Yes. That's getting back to it's all for you. Yeah. I can say the same thing, man. I went through a lot of struggle in the life of Gary and the character of Gary. But I wouldn't want it any other way. because I wouldn't be in this literal moment right now with you. It all led up to this magnificent moment with you, Pete. So yes, it's all very, very worth it. And I always feel it's worth it, despite the suffering, despite the seeming suffering of my life. I always feel it's worth it. And that never leaves one. That is truly priceless, man. Very well articulated. Yes. Yeah, you're something else, man. I appreciate you coming on here. This is great. You're just leaving me speechless. You're leaving me with, like, okay, I gotta sit with that. Take a breath after that one.
Like I said, Gary, you bring out the best in everybody. You brought out the best in RJ, and you're definitely bringing out the best in me. And I really appreciate you very much. I can't express really how much I appreciate your wisdom and your brilliance.
Thanks, man. It's truly an honor and a miracle that we can do this. You know, it may seem like nothing that we're just in some Zoom call. I'm just having some kind of just like a regular podcast, like everybody else has. Everybody's got a podcast, but really, this isn't like anything else. To be able to do this and tap in with people like you, it's more than an honor. It's more than miraculous. And it's really nothing. All I do is turn on the camera, send an email, and set up a time. The fact that it's so simple, yet so accessible for not only me, but for all of us to be able to do this. Like, there's people that can tap in with you if they want. Anybody can tap in with you, right? You're pretty open. So there's nothing stopping you. My point to anybody listening, there's nothing stopping you. Only you. Only you are stopping you. And if you really want it, man, you can have it. You just gotta stop wanting it. You just gotta go after it. Stop with the want and just do. Just be. And, yeah, man.
So I want to bring attention to exactly what Gary was saying, that there all of existence is one thing. We are all the same one being, vibrating in different frequencies, expressing in different frequencies. It's all one thing. All of creation is one thing. And when you realize that, you'll realize that there's no resistance to anything. Resistance doesn't exist. It's actually created by our fragmented, traumatized, MK Ultra brainwashed, conditioned mind. Right, which has no perspective, is down here in the valley, can't see anything, while our higher mind, the one self within us all, is guiding our incarnation. And it becomes, just like Gary said, effortless. When we are operating from that one self within us all, the higher mind, our collective higher mind, everything unfolds effortlessly in the way that Gary just so brilliantly elucidated. Everything happens effortlessly. This is the way it's going to be. When the part of you who has always known who you are takes the reins of your life, you will get to experience life in the way that it was always meant to be, without any struggle, without any suffering, without any separation, without any density, and without any resistance to your own glory.
Ooh. Said it again. Yeah. Hey, man, I think we can probably wrap it up. I feel like we could go on and on. And I know my talks usually go a lot longer, but I think we were just so precise in this conversation. It's like, what more do we need to say? You know, sometimes I feel like I say too much because really you don't need to say that much to be able to convey this, to remind everybody, because I do believe every valid teaching is just a reminder. It should serve as a remembrance to anybody listening or reading or whatever, however the medium comes about. It should just be a quick reminder. You know, you don't have to overcomplicate it. You don't have to overcomplicate the path, and you also don't have to overcomplicate the teaching. So I believe we can just wrap it up at this. If you didn't get the message by now, then I don't know. I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to say, though? Anything else that's coming up for you?
Gary and I have done our best in this interview to be absolutely freaking surgical with everything you need to know to empower yourself. If you
Yeah.
need to go back and watch this interview over and over again, I promise you all the secrets of the universe that you've been looking for outside of yourself, and none of this is actually happening outside of yourself. This wisdom of your own that is we are reflecting back to you is all you need to empower yourself to be a massive, massive force, unstoppable force in this universe, which is just you projected out and reflected back. Everything here is you, and once you understand it's all one thing, and that resistance is created by the fragmented, traumatized ego mind, and you can allow your true self to flow and express, life becomes effortless. And all of that is within you. And if you understand the three pillars of power, what I call the three pillars of power, that I am the creator, everything I create serves me. There have never been any mistakes or accidents. Everything that has been created to this point, whether it was created from the traumatized ego mind or created from the true self, the mighty I am, everything you create serves you. That's why, we've talked about alchemy. turning lead into gold in this. If you understand that you're the creator, everything you create serves you, and that creation is finished, we can just vibrate in harmony with that version of you that has already conquered all these challenges. You will become the master alchemist, the master creator, and nothing will stop you. Your will be unbreakable, and you will bring truth and life. You will be the resurrection and the life. It is you. It has always been you. It's never been outside of you. It's never been in your future. It is here now. And that's all I have to say. This was freaking surgical, Gary. This is the best interview
Surgical.
I've done, and I knew it was going to come from you.
Well, thank you, man. I greatly appreciate that. And I greatly appreciate you coming on here, sharing your time, effort, and wisdom with me and anybody that listens in the future. Keep up the great work. And that's it. I wish you all the best, man. Seriously.
Bless you, brother. Thank you so much for having me on. It was an honor.
Bless you. And peace and love to you, and peace and love to the listener. Goodbye, everybody.